USA News, I'm Skip Kelly.
Our community can now breathe a sigh of relief.
This Saturday, a sigh of relief in the state of Maine. After a 48-hour manhunt, detectives in Maine find the mass shooting suspect dead. He shot himself in the head. This after killing 18 people at a bowling alley and a bar.
We're going to grieve for the families that lost loved ones here.
Lewiston, Maine Police Chief David St. Pierre speaking at a news conference.
We're going to continue to work. We're going to persevere. And we become better people for it.
And the chief telling reporters,
I just don't want to forget the families that are grieving and will continue to grieve. I don't want to forget the law enforcement officials that have worked tirelessly throughout this whole event to come to a good conclusion.
I'm Laura Winters.
Israeli military aircraft attacked about 150 underground targets in the northern Gaza Strip over Friday night into Saturday amid the ongoing war against Hamas terrorists. The Israeli Defense Forces said Hamas terrorists were killed while underground combat zones and other underground terrorist infrastructures were also destroyed. More than 8,700 people have been killed in the war on both sides since the October 7th Hamas terror attack. A full-scale invasion of Gaza is still looming as Israel has amassed hundreds of thousands of troops on the border with Gaza who are awaiting orders to begin. Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential stroke risk for older adults.
A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. They emphasized that the study's findings are preliminary and older adults are inherently at a higher risk due to their age. Patients are encouraged to consult their healthcare provider for a more comprehensive understanding of the vaccination risks. I'm John Schaefer.
Well, it's Halloween weekend and some may be wary of inadvertently crossing legal boundaries with their decorations. It's worth noting that certain areas in the U.S. have regulations in place to prevent houses from being deemed too scary during Halloween. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can, because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
U.S. Attorney for Central California E. Martin Estrada told Congress that David Weiss, the prosecutor leading the probe into Hunter Biden, had full authority to pursue criminal tax charges in California against the president's son, but declined any partnership with his office, according to records reviewed by CBS News. Estrada's closed-door testimony partially contradicts claims made by IRS whistleblower and supervisory special agent Gary Shapley that David Weiss, who was the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, who has since been named special counsel in the Hunter Biden investigation, had stated in an October 22 meeting that he was not the deciding person to bring charges in the case. A staggering number of Americans are facing food insecurity.
According to a recent report from the Department of Agriculture, more than 44 million Americans resided in households struggling with food access in 2022, marking an increase of over 10 million from the prior year. In response to the findings, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack expressed his strong dissatisfaction in a press release. Among the households dealing with food insecurity, more than 13 million include children. I'm John Schaefer.
Richard Mole, a character actor who found lasting fame as the eccentric but gentle giant bailiff Bull on the original Night Court sitcom, has died. Mole passed away Thursday at his home in Big Bear Lake, California, according to a publicist at Chasen & Company. Mole played Bull Shannon on NBC's Night Court from 1984 to 1992, alongside stars Harry Anderson and John Larroquette. Richard Mole was 80 years old. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.